You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
State of Florida versus Casey Marie Anthony. As to the charge of first-degree murder, we, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
Somewhere out there, the devil is dancing tonight.
This is Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
The Anthonys finally reveal what they think really happened to Kaylee.
I don't believe that she drowned in this pool. I don't believe that bunch of crap. I believe that Casey gave her something. Kaylee didn't wake up.
I have to forgive her because if I don't forgive her, then I'm not going to be able to live with myself.
Am I ever going to speak to my daughter again? We're done.
Right now, this is the most agitated and frustrated that I've been, even when I've sat with Jose and I watched that episode of Nancy Grace.
Well, it never ends with tot mom Casey Anthony. She's back in the news after some allegedly never-before-seen sound from tot mom Casey Anthony behind bars. And also, we hear more from George and Cindy Anthony, her parents. Haven't they suffered enough? Well, here's the latest. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. And thanks to our podcast partner and sponsor is Blue Apron.
And I first heard about Blue Apron from my son, who is 9 years old. He had seen it online or somewhere. And what it is a fresh food home delivery, but you cook it. It's all fresh ingredients. And when we tried it for the first time, the twins opened up the box. They loved it. And then they helped me cook it because it was kind of like our project. It was fresh broccoli, fettuccine noodles, chicken, and all the makings to make a delicious meal. And they cleaned their plates. They give working moms and dads a way to make a home-cooked meal. Know what is in the food your children are eating. Not a bunch of chemicals and boxed ingredients, but fresh, farm-to-table food. You know what's in there.
Go and find out for yourself. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free. Repeat, free, with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Nancy Grace. And you will love how great it feels, how great it tastes to create an incredible home-cooked meal with Blue Apron. Don't wait. It's blueapron.com/Nancy Grace. Blue Apron is really a better way to cook. Blue Apron, thank you for saving me all that time at the grocery store and all that prep time. Thanks, Blue Apron, for being our sponsor. I want to go straight out to Alan Duke. Alan, let's take a listen to one of the new things that George and Cindy have said. Roll it.
I don't believe that she drowned in this pool. I don't believe that. That's a bunch of pool to me. That's too easy of a story to bring up. Because if that would have happened, I think my daughter would have at least had the common decency or common sense inside to call 911 and say something. My daughter's in the pool. I can't fit her. She's whatever. That's a bunch of crap.
So what George Anthony is saying here is he doesn't believe his daughter, Casey Anthony, drowned the baby in the pool or that Kelly died in the pool by accident, or he believes tot mom would have had the, quote, decency to call police. Okay, first of all, she did not have the decency to call police because she killed the baby. But think about George's position. To believe this could have been an accident may be the only way he can process this, that she had an accident with the baby and then covered it up, because he wants to believe their own child could commit murder. But the reality is the evidence does not jive with the theory of a death in the pool. Maybe they had been swimming in the pool, but there is chloroform in tot mom's trunk. There are searches about how to make chloroform on the computer. The lies by tot mom for 30 plus days, not telling anyone her child was missing, and in fact, overtly lying, partying, getting a tattoo that says the sweet life. I mean, it just goes on and on. Slung up with her boyfriend. She wasn't worried about what happened to the child at all. And none of that jives with an accidental pool drowning. What do you think about that claim by George Anthony, Alan?
He doesn't believe she drowned in the pool, but he says he does now, after all of this time, have a theory about how his granddaughter died.
Kaylee was with Casey. I believe that Casey gave her something. Kaylee didn't wake up.
Okay, so Alan, that theory is not beyond the realm of possibility, that she would go out and party and drug the baby and put her in the trunk to make her go to sleep so she could appear to be a single woman to all of her, let me just say euphemistically, suitors. That's possible, but then enter the evidence of duct tape on the skull. You don't drug the child to make her sleep, let's just say with an overdose of Benadryl, plus put duct tape over the mouth and or the nose. Alan?
Well, George Anthony, in this new interview, starts talking specifically about drugs that Casey Anthony's friends used. And one of those friends also is interviewed, and he talks about how when there were references when Casey would refer to her nanny as Zanny, he reminded viewers that the nickname for Xanax is Zanny, Zanny the nanny.
But then, of course, there's the also the made-up nanny, the big lie about Zenaida Gonzalez, which is Zanny. So, okay, let's hear that from the friend. Let's hear it, Alan.
A lot of people know Zanny is the slang term for Xanax. So as soon as I heard that Zanny the nanny, that was what popped into my mind. I thought that she was using Xanax to babysit her child.
So that's one allusion toward Xanax. But even so, Xanax, chloroform, Benadryl, it doesn't matter. When you drug your child and put them in the trunk so your lover doesn't realize you're saddled with a child and put duct tape over the child's mouth and leave her in the trunk, that's murder. I mean, even if she drugged the child in order to be a swinging single and the child died, that's still felony murder. Child abuse by drugging the child, putting her in the trunk, forget about the duct tape, but drugging a child and putting it in the trunk, that's child abuse. And a death occurred. That's a death that occurred during the commission of a felony. What do you think, Alan?
The idea of the drugging, the reason that George is coming to that conclusion now, he's thinking back to how Kaylee looked and how she, in those last few weeks or months, she was sleeping long periods of time. He said she would sleep for 12 hours. She was lacking energy. Her eyes were getting dark. And that is one of the things that led him to believe that she was using Xanax or other drugs as the nanny.
All right, Alan, that's a really good point. Let's listen. Let's hear George discuss that.
Kaylee was always a very healthy child, very healthy girl. But just know at times that she would sleep for 10, 12, 13 hours at a time. Makes no sense to me. When I'd see her from one day to the next, it was totally different. You can see a difference with blackness underneath her eyes and stuff like that. A 2.5 or almost 3-year-old child would not have that unless something's going on.
Also, in my mind, Alan, the repeated use of drugs to knock your child out as basically a babysitter is child abuse. I mean, just plain and simple.
What was really startling about the interview was the differences between George and Cindy, but yet they are still together. First off, George says basically his daughter is no longer his daughter. She is history.
Let's listen to that.
Am I ever going to speak to my daughter again? We're done. Because when all this stuff happened, I lost my daughter and my granddaughter. I lost them both.
I would like to believe it really is the end, that they really are cutting things off forever with Top Mom, because, not that I want to see a fractured family, but because, I mean, when you don't know a horse, look at her track record. She's just going to get back in touch with them, use them, mistreat them, and then do some horrible thing. And how do you get past your daughter lying that you molested her? They're good people, all right? They are good people, and they've been through H-E-double-L. And I don't want to see that happen to them anymore. So, okay, what does Cindy say, Alan?
It's completely the opposite. She says she still hopes to have a relationship with Casey and, in fact, occasionally talks to her.
Let's listen.
We talk from time to time. I speak to her on the phone. I think it's a slow process, but I feel that we're reconnecting. I have to forgive her because if I don't forgive her, then I'm not going to be able to live with myself.
Wow. You know, that shows, Alan, a mother's love really has no bounds, because it's incredible to me that they could go through what they went through at trial and still want to have a relationship with her. It's just such a dichotomy to see Cindy's love for Top Mom, Casey, and Top Mom's lack of love for Kelly. You know, it's just heartbreaking to me.
One of the more startling revelations to me was with George and Cindy describing how they can stay together as a married couple, husband and wife, so close, yet 180 degrees separated on this issue, one defending the daughter and one basically condemning her.
I refuse to let it break us up. I mean, sure, we've had our moments, but I don't think her and I could really be hurt much anymore because of what we've seen, taken, God, what's been thrown at us. I don't think there's too much more that could really hurt us.
I don't think I can find anybody else that would understand my day-to-day ups and downs and what we go through other than him.
That is powerful. You know, there's something about being in a family. You really are a team, for better or for worse. And who else could they share their thoughts with and what they've been through other than each other, you know, after all they've been through? I guess Cindy still loves Top Mom. I mean, I still say that Cindy risked perjury, taking the stand and claiming those searches were hers. She still maintains that those damning computer searches were hers, right?
Yes. In fact, would you like to hear it?
Love to. Roll it.
I was searching for stuff that had pertained to our bamboo because one of the dogs was getting ill after eating the bamboo leaves that was in our yard. So I wanted to make sure there was no toxicity or anything that I needed to be concerned with. And I searched chlorophyll, but I remember chloroform coming up during that search.
I still don't think Cindy did those searches. I think that they occurred at a time when she was allegedly at work, number one. It was, to my understanding, on Top Mom's account that she was logged in at that time. Her story is that she was worried the dog would eat bamboo and that instead of writing chlorophyll, which is, you know, a natural process of photosynthesis, water plus sun creates chlorophyll, which makes things green, trying to figure out how to make, what, homemade chlorophyll? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. And then the scientists find chloroform traces in Tot Mom's trunk. My, that's certainly a coincidence, but you know what? I've got to give it to Cindy Anthony. She's going down, sticking with her story and defending Tot Mom. I mean, she is.
That's the case, and I admire George for sticking with Cindy. This couple is, if they can live through this and still hold hands, they were interviewed separately and together, still be together after all of this and all of the differences. I mean, that is a love story right there. Such a contrast.
You know, I just hate it. I thought I had suffered so much when my fiance was murdered before our wedding. But now that I have children, I cannot even imagine. They treated Kelly as their own daughter. They wanted to adopt her. In fact, Cindy and Tot Mom argued vehemently and a lot, often, over how to raise Kelly. Cindy wanted to raise her. Tot Mom, I think, really would rather see her dead than have her mother raise her. Just the wake of pain Tot Mom has left behind her. I pray to God that Cindy and George can go on and have a happy life and be reunited with Kelly in heaven. I just hate what they've been through here on earth. I still think Cindy Anthony is covering for Tot Mom, and she was ready to go to jail for perjury, and that proves her love for Casey Anthony, Tot Mom. Okay, guys, this is one of those cases,
where in my mind, the jury had it completely wrong. It was a miscarriage of justice. But, you know, I'm not the ultimate judge, and we know who is. Alan, thank you so much for going through all this with me and rehashing something that I'm still intrigued by and fascinated by. I guess it's more unsettling than anything else when I think of little Kelly. Blue Apron, thank you so much for being our sponsor for our podcast today. Making home-cooked and affordable meals delivered just for the cooking or the baking to your back door. And you can have those moments that I try to make for my family. It's hard to do, by the way, where we're all together around the table for dinner at night. Thank you, Blue Apron. And thank you for sponsoring our podcast. Nancy Grace, Crime Stories, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.